This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Hosea chapters 9 through 11, Leroy tells how you and I can bear fruit that brings glory to God. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
In today's section of Scripture, there is a description of God's people that is truly tragic. In Hosea chapter 10, verse 1, the Lord says, "Israel is an empty vine. He bringeth forth fruit unto himself." The word empty is an interesting word. In the original Hebrew, it means luxuriant, spread out, full of leaves, but void of fruit to the glory of God, and instead filled with that which glorifies and pleases self. In fact, the New American Bible translates this phrase, "He produces fruit for himself." What a picture! Here is a people who claim a relationship with God, but the entire focus of their lives is on themselves. Christian, remember that the only purpose of a vine is to bear fruit. No one plants a vineyard for ornamental purposes. People in California or Germany or France plant vineyards to produce grapes. The tragedy revealed in today's passage is that God expected His people to bear fruit for His glory, and instead, they lived completely for themselves. In the 14th chapter of Romans, Paul presents the attitude that we should have, where he says, "For none of us lives to himself, and no man dies to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's." Christian, you and I are not at our own disposal. Dead or alive, we are God's. Our first concern should be His will on earth as it is in heaven. And one way you and I can bring glory to Him is by bearing fruit. In John chapter 15, Jesus said, "Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples." In bearing fruit, I mean reproducing after our own kind, producing other Christians. As a result of our lives and witness, people should be coming to Christ. That is the fruitfulness that glorifies God. Christian, beware of a life that appears luxuriant, pleasing to the eye of men, but displeasing to God. Beware of a life filled with leaves, but void of fruit. The promise of Jesus is this: "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing." Through the word, prayer, and obedience, we abide in Jesus Christ. And we have our Lord's promise that as we do, we will not be an empty vine. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the tragedy of a Christian whose spiritual well has run dry. I hope you'll join us on Daily Discipleship.